You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up! It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
Today, we are ordering up our top five favorite ESPN 30 for 30s. There have been so many great ones. Let's see what we come up with. From five to one, what do you got, D?
There are just so many.
I know.
There's so many good ones. So number five, this is just, you know, these were some of my favorite players. That's why I liked it. Was Elway to Marino. And that's the behind-the-scenes look at the 1983 draft that saw six quarterbacks taken in the first round. So that's my number five. Number four for me is Big Shot, the story of the New York Islanders almost being purchased by businessman John Spano, who didn't have two nickels to rub together. And he still negotiated the cable contract for the Islanders that saved them financially. So there was some good that came out of that, but he almost became the Islanders owner without having any money, which is incredible.
We gotta figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Number three is You Don't Know Bo, the legend of Bo Jackson. One of my favorite players, and some of the stories that are in that 30 for 30, you can say no way. Like, no way that he was able to do that. And no, he was. Like, when, you know, he was like a legend. Like, his stories are legendary, and when legend becomes reality, you print the legend. And that's basically what happened there. Number two, just sentimental. It's Survive in Advance. The whole North Carolina State, coached by Jim Valvano. You know, he was the huge underdog, and he beat, you know, Houston in one of the greatest college basketball upsets ever. And then he winds up dying from cancer shortly after that. And that's just, you know, Jimmy V. And number one, I don't know why, but this always hits me hard. It's the best that never was, the Marcus Dupree story. He probably was, like, one of the best running backs ever in college football. And, you know, he chose to go a different route. I think he went to the USFL after football, after college. Oh, no, or Canadian League. Or he didn't go to the NFL. He decided to try to make money. And he wound up hurting his knee and just never amounted to anything. And now, like, drives a gas truck in, like, Mississippi. But some runners-up I want to note is Nature Boy, Bad Boys, I Hate Christian Leitner, 40s in October, Rand University, and the Four Falls of Buffalo. I exclude them from my list, but they're very good. Very good.
They're all great choices, and there are so many that you can do. Some in more recent vintage and some in the older vintages, but you can't go wrong with any of the ones that you've listed. For me, I'm gonna go number five, the Tuck Rule. Seeing Tom Brady and Charles Woodson together watching the game, breaking down the game. It was a very interesting insight into what was going on at the time. And it's something that, you know, it shows you that you strip it all away, they're still friends, you know? It's still two friends busting each other's balls. And that's pretty cool, you know, at the end of the day, that, you know, Charles Woodson can still take it in stride and Tom Brady can, you know, can kind of twist him a little, tweak him a little bit, saying that it actually was a fool. But that was a really good one, in my opinion. Number four,
Once Upon a Time in Queens is great. Like, I mean, it's hard not to enjoy the depth in which they went. You know, I preferred it to Doc and Darryl. Like, I thought it was, you know, more in depth, and I thought that it was, you know, just a captivating documentary. Like, number three, I like King's Ransom about the Gretzky trade. And it's, you know, it was,
I think that was the first one.
It was the very first one. It was the very first one. But you know what? If you're gonna start something, you go in big. And they did. Peter Berg directed it, and it was very, very good. You know, you got the business aspect of it. The Edmonton Oilers are going broke. They need to figure out how to get Gretzky, how to get money and cash into the franchise. And the only, you know, one of the few assets they had that they could actually move without disrupting the entire team. And, you know, Gretzky had wanted out. He was, you know, dating Janet Jones at the time. I think they were going to get married, or I think they get married about halfway through the documentary. She's and there's just gorgeous. All these. She was, and she was just coming out of like Police Academy 4 or whatever, so like that acting career is really taking off. So it's fascinating from not just the interpersonal standpoints but also the business standpoints, and still to think that the Oilers really didn't get that much back, and the Oilers won another cup while Gretzky never didn't really amount to much big picture in LA. Yes, he was the biggest star, but no hardware went home to LA. So it was very fascinating to see that. Number two, it's a coin flip for me, like, because they're both very, very good. One's about college football, the other one's about pro football. The U, just the U, directed by Billy Corbin, just taking you through the program, right? And taking you through Michael Irvin, taking you through all of the 80s as encapsulated by the University of Miami football team, and into the 90s, and then into the early 2000s with Willis McGahee and Larry Coker as the head coach. You know, it's fascinating. You know, Luther Campbell's involvement and how he was able to kind of bankroll the U. It was very fascinating. And it really like shows you how the NFL was shaped by the University of Miami. And the University of Miami was not a traditional power, and still isn't. So that is pretty, pretty awesome. And number one, you had it further down on your list. I put it at number one, Elway to Marino. It's draft day, but in real life. It's the role of Ernie, of course, he's being played by Kevin Costner. No, it's the other way around. The role of Kevin Costner is being played by Ernie Accorsi in real life. And the idea that Elway is going to hold up the process and the drama of it, and then leaking the did Dan Marino do coke, you know, it's just the underlying storylines and the depth with which the intrigue went, and then you have the backroom dealings and the negotiations all involving these kids who are going pro. Yes, we think of them as, you know, who they are, but at the time, you know, student athletes, that's who they were. So before they were legends, they were college players. And it was just a very well done documentary. And it really, like, it captured my attention just from like those were the guys I came up with, you know, like growing up as a football fan, oh yeah, Elway, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino. These were the guys. Like, these were the legends in our time. And to see how that draft class shaped the NFL for years to come is pretty amazing stuff.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.